Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon, and we are in the home stretch, obviously, 1 week from tomorrow, Election Day, here in the Commonwealth. We've had election season for, 40 days so far? We'll wrap that up this week. And the nation is watching us. And when we want to get a look at things from a national perspective, I remind you about UncoverDC.com. UncoverDC.com is an amazing website. And it's not just political. Let me be very clear on this. You're looking for real, honest-to-goodness journalism. You're looking for folks who are really out there to find the story, despite the difficulties, in spite of the fact that a lot of times there's stonewalling going on. This is why I am looking at UncoverDC.com a couple of times every single solitary day. And Tracy Beans, of course, is the editor-in-chief over there. She's been with us many times. Love what she does over there. Love the folks she's got over there. And a couple of stories that she's covering, plus this perspective on our elections that I just wanted to bounce off of Tracy for a couple of moments. Tracy, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Great intro.
Well, thank you much. Listen, I'm a fan, as you know. I make no apologies about that. I love what you guys are doing up there. You're always covering the tough stories. And the first thing I want to touch on is what's happening here in Virginia, because I know it seems like everybody there at Uncover DC is getting the sense, if I read it right, that what we do here in Virginia might be a bellwether for the whole nation, huh?
Yeah, well, absolutely. If you guys do the right thing out there and overcome any shenanigans that they'll throw at you, it could really make a difference for what 2022 is going to look like, because, you know, you're like a microcosm of what the rest of the country is experiencing, between what's going on in Loudoun County to, you know, what's happening in your elections, to the fight between conservatism and basically tyranny. It's all happening there in your backyard.
So what is your sense? Again, I'm on the ground here and I kind of know what people are thinking, but I'm always looking for that perspective from somebody maybe gazing over the border. Are you feeling hopeful as you're situated in D.C.?
I always feel hopeful. I always do. Whether or not that comes to pass is a different.
Yeah, well, <it's> fair enough.
But, you know,
all right.
You know, this. Look, you've got a lot of enthusiasm out there, and people are done taking it. And, you know, for somebody, the ad campaign that's being run right now, I think, is genius. You know, targeting the, you think you can tell us what we should teach your kids. That's our job. I mean, that's just terrible. No parent on this planet likes to hear that from a government bureaucrat. So,
yeah. Now, you're absolutely right. Now, one of the issues that I think UncoverDC.com has done a stellar job with is looking at the COVID situation, looking at how people are being treated by physicians, being treated by employers. You've got a number of pieces on the site today dealing with that. You want to grab one or two of them and share them with my listeners?
I would really love to talk about what happened at the ReadyMed clinic in Indiana, because this is a crazy story. So a woman takes her son in. He's got seasonal allergies, and right like clockwork around this time is when he starts to really suffer from them. And it they start immediately asking her if he wants a COVID test. And she says, no, I'm not really. Let's take a look at him and see what's wrong. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so they take a look at the kid. They keep trying to push the test, but she's telling the doctor, no, it's okay. And the doctor, sure enough, diagnoses him with a sinus infection, an ear infection, and bronchitis.
Okay.
They talk about what antibiotic the child's going to get. She says, if you want a note for school, you're going to need to take a COVID test. And she said, well, the school's not requiring a note right now, so I'm good. So the doctor says, okay, fair enough, good enough for me, leaves. All of a sudden, another person comes in. The mother didn't realize she was talking with a nurse practitioner and not a doctor at the time. But this other doctor comes in and says, if you don't get a COVID test, we will not prescribe you the medication that your son needs. And she couldn't believe that was happening. She basically, this doctor excoriated the mom, said she wasn't educated, she wasn't a doctor, and she needed to go to school, and walked out. And the mother then started filming this altercation because it was just so crazy. She couldn't believe what she was experiencing. And it ended up that this doctor tried to grab this mother's phone out of her hand when she realized that she was filming, told the mother, I can confiscate this from you, and I'm calling 911. And the mom was just basically saying, you're telling me you're not going to treat my son and prescribe him medication we've already discussed unless he gets a COVID test when he's been diagnosed and he doesn't have COVID. He has an ear infection, a sinus infection, and bronchitis.
Right.
And sure enough, they would not script the medication to her son. Her son had to leave without it. And more to the story is that it turns out that this doctor is actually a mother of two children in the same school as this woman's son. And this woman is very outspoken about COVID mandates, mask mandates, et cetera, so on and so forth, and has been at school board meetings and rallies. And this other doctor, who's a mother as well, has also been at those rallies and has seen her and has been actually escorted off premises at some of those rallies because of how outspoken she's gotten. So this mom really thinks it was retribution against her for what she's done in the community in regards to her kids' rights at school.
Oh, Tracy, the video, which again is posted at uncoverdc.com, is horrifying. And the message here is your personal beliefs, be they on politics or, I don't know, sports or the weather, is somehow going to dictate whether somebody who has sworn that Hippocratic oath is providing the medication your child needs to deal with an ailment. This is horrifying. This is so unbelievably un-American. I don't know any other way to describe it. It's just awful, Tracy.
It is. It is awful. And the worst part of it is, like, you'll hear nurses that are facing vaccine mandate, et cetera, and hearing some of their colleagues say, well, if you're not vaccinated, we're not treating you. We've seen people on organ transplant lists be denied their organs because they're not vaccinated. We've seen all manner of things happen. And the argument always is this from the other side. If there's a robbery suspect who gets shot by police, we don't decide whether or not we're going to save his life. We save his life. If there is a 3-pack-a-day smoker with lung cancer and COPD that comes into our clinic, we don't turn that person away because they're a 3-pack-a-day smoker, or a diabetic who weighs, 500 pounds. We don't not treat that person because of the life choices that they've made. So why now, when it comes to something like this, are we going to start politicizing the medical community? And I'm here to tell you, it's been politicized for quite some time, and it's just getting worse.
It is absolutely getting worse. Well, listen, I'm going to make sure we've got this up on all of our websites and social media because people just have to see this video. And Tracy, I remind you every time, we love your website. I want folks to support it. Now, you've got a shop there. You've got a couple of options. You mind sharing with everybody the best way to stand up and help out and support UncoverDC.com?
Really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Yes, uncoverdc.com/support if you want to help us out. We are completely funded by you guys, and we do this journalism all day, every single day. So thank you.
All right. Well, listen, Tracy, I appreciate you being here and look forward to chatting again soon. And as always, great job with all of these stories. Just great, great work you guys are doing.
Thanks so much. Have a fantastic night.
All right, do the same. That is Tracy Bean. She's the editor-in-chief of UncoverDC.com. If you want to see a horrifying video where a sick child is denied prescriptions that have already been diagnosed because his mother has a political opinion that doesn't jibe with the doctor's political opinion, it's horrifying. UncoverDC.com. It is 5:43, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.